Good morning. For devotions, I'm going to read from Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, and crowneth you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth it. With the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his commandment, his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in all in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandment, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all the places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, all my soul. I really like this psalm and what it says about the Lord. I'm going to talk about two words in this psalm that, the first word is bless. And we see that in the first couple of verses. The exhortation to bless the Lord occurs six times in this psalm. And we can bless the Lord when we praise, thank him, and worship him and obey his will. He blesses us with life and breath and all things. And it blesses him when we forget not all his benefits to us, like it says in verse 2. The next word would be mercy. And I have some different translations here that I'll read from. Verse 8, the Lord is merciful and tender toward those who don't deserve it, and he is slow to get angry and full of kindness and love. Verses 11 and 12, the Lord, in picturing his mercy, uses the height of the heavens to describe his vast mercy toward us. And his mercy toward those who fear and honor him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. And he has removed our sins as far away from us as the east is from the west. And verse 17, the mercy and loving kindness of the Lord are from everlasting to everlasting upon those who reverently and worshipfully fear him, and his righteousness is to children's children. I'm very thankful for that. And I, to read verse 2 in closing here, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits to us. Let's pray this time.